Aren't these sounds annoying? They're the alarms and beeps of hospital equipment. And even though they're irksome, many nurses and other hospital staff hear them so much, they basically tune them out, which obviously could have dire consequences for some patients. An investigation by the Boston Globe found that over 5 years, more than 200 hospital deaths nationwide were a result of what's known as alarm fatigue. Joining us to talk about this is the Boston Globe's Liz Kowalczyk. Liz, welcome.
Thank you.
Can you give us some examples that you uncovered of alarm fatigue?
Yes. The initial case that got us interested in this topic occurred at Massachusetts General Hospital last year. And in that case, an elderly man suffered a fatal heart attack. And the crisis alarm on his cardiac monitor was turned off. And at the same time, staff didn't respond to numerous lower-level alarms warning that his heart rate was deteriorating. You know, nurses told state investigators, according to documents that we obtained, they didn't notice the alarms, and 10 nurses on duty at that time didn't notice the alarms. And they said it was because they had become desensitized to them because they were going off constantly all day during their workday. There was another case at UMass Memorial Medical Center in Worcester where nurses failed to respond to an alarm that sounded for about 75 minutes. And in that case, the alarm was signaling that the patient's heart monitor battery was dying. And no one responded to that alarm, and the battery did die. And unfortunately, the patient also had cardiac arrest. And because the battery was dead, there was no crisis alarm that sounded. The monitor was dead.
How prevalent or omnipresent are these alarms at hospitals?
There haven't been a lot of studies on this, but Johns Hopkins did study the number of alarms that went off on a 15-bed unit there. They documented 942 alarms per day, or about one critical alarm every 90 seconds. Now, on a larger unit, most of the units in our hospitals are twice that size, you're going to find even more alarms.
I would assume that the more critical health condition, the louder the alarm?
There are three levels of alarms, and if you are having a potentially fatal heart arrhythmia, for example, then the most annoying, most noxious alarm, called a red alarm, will sound, and that's supposed to get staff's attention more than a lower level alarm.
It seems hard to imagine then that, you know, you would be able to tune that out.
Well, part of the problem is many, many of these alarms are false alarms. In fact, more than 80% are false alarms. Even these crisis alarms can be triggered by someone moving in their bed, for example. And so that plays into it. If you have all these alarms going off all day and you know subconsciously that most of them are false alarms, that also contributes to the desensitization.
Are there sanctions against hospital workers for not paying more, you know, closer attention to these things?
Well, I don't believe in this case that any staff members, at least as far as I know, were punished. And the reason for that is, you know, the hospital, it's part of a new sort of movement in hospitals called Just Culture, where caregivers are not punished for mistakes that are, you know, that aren't willful mistakes that are due to some problem in the larger system. And that's the way Mass General viewed this. So I don't believe they did punish anyone. They tried to improve their systems, and they did re-educate nurses, but they also did a bunch of other things. In all the cases I looked at in Massachusetts, I didn't find anywhere where the hospitals said the nurses were punished.
Well, what about lawsuits, though?
You know, you will find a few lawsuits. There was one settled in Massachusetts about a year ago. For a case of alarm fatigue. But, you know, these are very difficult lawsuits to bring because a lot of the people who are on monitors are elderly and very sick. They may not be working. So it's lawyers are not that excited about bringing lawsuits around this because the damage recovery is probably not going to be that large.
What are some of the solutions here right now? I mean, what are you hearing that hospitals or healthcare providers are doing to try to make sure that the monitors are taken seriously and don't become, you know, they don't sort of tune them out?
Well, unfortunately, there are no good agreed-upon solutions at this point, and people are really struggling to try to understand how to handle this problem. You know, one thing that hospitals have done, at least in the short term, until people figure out the longer term solutions, is they have hired nurses or technicians whose sole job is just to sit there and monitor the monitors. So they don't have to take care of patients. They don't have to run around to different parts of the floor. They just watch the monitors for alarms and alert nurses to alarms. So that's one solution. But there also has to be solutions coming from the manufacturers who've been pretty slow to figure out this problem. But some of the manufacturers are working on trying to reduce the number of false alarms.
How prevalent would you say is this problem in terms of what alarm fatigue might be doing to patients' health?
Well, I think it's very difficult to get a handle on the numbers. We did review FDA reports between 2005 and 2010 and found at least 216 deaths nationwide due to alarm problems. But most people and most experts who work in this field will tell you that those numbers are vastly underreported. So the problem is likely far larger than that. But it's very difficult to determine the exact numbers of patients who are harmed or who are almost harmed by this problem. Most of these cases don't get reported outside the hospital.
Do you think we'll see legislation or other proposals to try to institute some reforms in this area?
I think you'll see some national groups try to institute some reforms in this area. The Joint Commission, the group that accredits hospitals, and I think you might also see the FDA take some action in this area since they're responsible for approving these monitors that get onto the market.
Well, Liz Kowalczyk, healthcare reporter for the Boston Globe, thanks very much for speaking with us.
Thank you for having me.